what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world, contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot, and I won't. This simple verse of an 8-year-old blind girl, filled with gratefulness and determination, became the foundation from which countless hymns have been developed. Her blindness had not been natural, and she could easily have placed the fault upon others. Yet the youngster had learned early from her mother and grandmother to thank God for his design in her disability, and she refused to grow bitter. In fact, later in life, when a Scottish minister told her, "I think it is a great pity that the master, when he showered so many gifts upon you, did not give you sight," she quickly and cheerfully responded, "Do you know that if I had been able to make only one petition to my Creator, it would have been that I should remain blind?" The puzzled preacher leaned closer and asked, "Why?" "Because when I go to heaven," came the reply, "the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be that of my Savior." Her sight, however, was not the only thing which she lost in her youth. While only an infant, the sightless child was told